Hi Canada, it's Albert Kennedy here. Just want to let the world know and Canadians know, if you really want to put an end to this shit, if you really do, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. See, I was one of the guys that was at the house in Grand Prairie, and we talked to the RCMP officers for an hour and a half. That's right, an hour and a half. And you know what was established was that suing corporations and the government wasn't going to do shit. Let me repeat myself. Suing corporations and going to court and spending 5 years in court and racking up big fines and fees and bills and lawyer fees wasn't going to do anything. Period. They agreed. Unofficially, because they were in uniform. But they fucking agreed. 30 minutes of that conversation was me bringing up criminal charges that should be proceeded against every elected official and unelected official in this country who are proceeding to commit crimes against all Canadians. Unofficially, they agreed. They didn't acknowledge that they were all above their payroll. And really, the only place in Alberta that could do it was a special unit in Edmonton, and obviously, their hands are tied or they're sitting on their fucking thumbs and rotating. So, you know what the RCMP officers told us? Us noose-wielding fucking Canadians that were there? So I want you all to listen to this. And I want you to spread this voice message across this country. Because you all need to hear this. Every one of you, at your house, wherever you are. Real truth. The RCMP officers straight up told us that if we as Canadians want change, we are to protest our MLAs and MPs' house. Period. You want to know why that rocked Toronto Star? Why that was on international fucking news? Because a bunch of Canadians, not led by Benita, not led by Chris Sky, not led by the angry Albertan, not led by Rocco, not led by some false prophet of shit, decided on a Sunday that they were taking their argument and their protest and their anger to their MLA's house. And they sat at the driveway and they touched the manicured grass and peacefully protested. And that scared the shit out of the establishment. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because they don't have enough fucking cops to stop 38 irate million Canadians from going to their MLAs and MPs' house and unelected official tyrants who have passed these fucking mandates on every one of us. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the Canadian people realizing that we are truly united and we have the power. And when along comes a guy like, say, me, who's not controlled, who's not a Mason, who's not a Rotarian, who's not swearing some secret oath, who says, fuck them. You know what? If you read the protocols of Sion, Grandmaster Freemasons tells you right there, it's the individual who can think on their own that can change the system. Not group masses, not group think, but the fucking individual. So if you're out there in Canada land and you're sitting there wondering what you're going to do and how you're going to bring change, go grab your friends. Grab 30 or 50, because we showed you that 18 adults and their kids can rock the establishment. Go grab your friends as much as you can. And go to your MLA's house and your MP's house with signs and protest their fucking house and make your neighbors hate their neighbors hate them. Because if you want change, those are the motherfuckers that can bring change. And it's time they understand that their policies have affected our private houses. And if that's what you want, that's the only way. Or we can march the streets and do fuck all, because it ain't working and it hasn't worked for 2 years.